Today is Pentecost Sunday. It is my joy to welcome you to our time of worship. Do please remember, if you are able, to join us again at 7 p.m. for our virtual praise service. 7 p.m. we'll be using the Zoom platform. In case you need further information on how to join, please get in touch with us and we'll gladly send the details to you. Today, Anne, Glenn, and Finley will be joining me in leading the service. I will now invite Finley in a moment to read to us from Psalm number 29.
Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars in Lebanon. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Amen. And now we'll sing together the hymn number 457, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Hymn number 457.
Thank you.
our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Glorious God, we come to worship and praise you in response to your voice that calls us to our home in you. We join with all the voices of the earth, together with all the voices of the heavens, to praise your glorious name and to bow down before you. We praise you, Almighty God, for sending Jesus, your only begotten Son, through whose sacrificial death and resurrection we are reconciled to you. Gracious God, we confess that at times we feel so weak and blown about by life crises. We are blown about by our own short tempers and failings. And so we come before you today, asking you to please help us to set aside all our anger and all that adds to the wounds in our world. Help us to grow even more into Christ-likeness and to spread his unconditional love to the world. On this Pentecost Sunday, we ask you, O God, to please pour your Holy Spirit afresh on us and fill us with the fire of your great love, so that our lives may bear good fruits. Spirit of the living God, blow into our lives, move us to action, break down the walls that separate us. Fill us afresh with courage and hope as we journey with you into the unknown future. This we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Could I now invite Anne to take our reading for the day?
Today's reading is from Acts chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to verse 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Like so many of the beautiful things God does for us, the story of Pentecost is set within the context of darkness and grief. It is 7 long weeks since the Easter events, since Jesus was raised from the dead and appeared to his friends. The reason Jesus is gone from their sight into heaven. Jesus' friends and followers are all gathered together in the upper room for the Feast of Pentecost. The Jewish Feast of Pentecost, also called the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Harvest, is celebrated on the 50th day after Passover. It was primarily a thanksgiving for the first fruits of the wheat harvest, but it was later associated with a remembrance of the law given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. The friends and followers of Jesus are all gathered together, waiting, watching, so emotionally exhausted and wondering what on earth could be the next. They are indeed in a world of darkness and grief. And as many of you are well aware, grief often gives us the impression we cannot move. Thankfully, what comes next is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit arrives sounding like the rush of a violent wind, and in the space of what seems to be moments, the Holy Spirit leads them out of their inaction, out of their place of grief and pain. The friends and disciples of Jesus pour out into the streets, where the ability to speak new languages means that everyone can understand what they are saying. All the people who have come to Jerusalem for the feast, no matter where they come from, can hear the good news being spoken in their own tongues. Those who were hidden away in fear are filled with courage and come out into the open. The Holy Spirit gives Peter the ability to seize the moment as he stands and preaches the good news. Remember that a few weeks ago, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times out of fear. Like Peter and the other disciples, the Holy Spirit empowers us to do things we did not know we could do. The Holy Spirit is living and active. The Holy Spirit tells us that we are loved and accepted by God. The Holy Spirit reminds us that God is still speaking and working, and He turns our hearts to listen not only to what God said over 2,000 years ago, but to what God is saying to our world today. The pandemic, with all its health, social, and economic consequences, is touching all of us. And many of us are facing the additional burden of having our jobs put at risk. Like the disciples of Jesus, many are increasingly feeling tired and discouraged. We are thankful that the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit finds us in our places of sadness, grief, and sickness, and provides us with what we need to be God's people, fully alive, fully engaged, fully awake and aware, and ready to move forward into the future God has already planned for us. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31, we read, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow weary and tired, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. People of God, on this Pentecost Sunday, we are reminded that the Holy Spirit is here to give us renewed energy, renewed hope, and renewed vision. Thanks be to God. Amen. Dear friends, thank you for taking the time to share with us in today's service. Our prayers remain that God will help each and every one of us to know His strength, His peace, and His love in these perplexing times. Please join us today at 7 p.m. for our virtual prayer service using the Zoom platform. Please get in touch with us in case you need details on how to join us at that special event. Glenn will now take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 615, Holy Spirit, Ever Living.
Let us pray. Gracious God, today as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to the disciples in Jerusalem, let us be ready to recognize and celebrate the presence of the Spirit in our lives and the lives of others. A Spirit that can move us to be worthy workers for the kingdom with our Saviour Jesus Christ as Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Caring God, we bring before you our hurting world. It may feel that every aspect of our lives is dominated by the effects and consequences of the coronavirus pandemic. Restrictions on movements, lack of association with others, fears of infection, loss of income, and the removal of many features and activities which we have considered as part of our normal daily life. We pray for those feeling the stresses and anxieties of isolation, whether it is loneliness, family pressures, stifling confinement, or the removal of familiar routine. Comforting Spirit, bring peace and banish the anxieties felt by so many in these strange times. We also ask a special blessing on those who are ill from whatever cause, those requiring treatment or awaiting test results. Be with them, guiding, reassuring, and strengthening as these additional burdens and concerns weigh upon those affected. As medical and scientific efforts across the world are focused on obtaining and assessing effective treatment options and vaccines for COVID-19, we pray that these endeavours will be successful and the resultant treatments will be made freely available to all in good time. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In many parts of the world, thousands suffer the consequences of war, ethnic violence, and extreme deprivation. We pray for those caught up in such situations and ask that the millions of resultant refugees receive aid and assistance at this specially difficult time, when charities and aid agencies are struggling to meet growing needs. We pray for peace. We pray for tolerance. And we pray for generosity from individuals and nations to help ease the burdens suffered by such communities around the world. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray for your church, that in this Pentecost season we may be enlivened and emboldened to daily live out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make us effective witnesses for the kingdom, so that others may see and believe. At this time, when we cannot meet together as normal for worship, we give thanks for the observed growth and engagement with online church services and prayer resources. The current challenges may be a stimulus for growth in another type of church. We pray that we may be aware and open to opportunities presented. Holy Spirit, we ask for guidance, encouragement, and energy. Breathe upon us and upon all nations that in our diversity you may bring unity. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As you journey through this new week, may you experience God's presence. May you feel God's outpouring of the Holy Spirit over your heads, your thoughts, and the words of your lips, over your hearts and your compassion for all others, and over your hands and your feet as you put into action all that God directs you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you, now and forever. Amen.